Mounting tensions in the Middle East and the continuing wars in Gaza and Ukraine will compete for the attention of EU leaders meeting today in Brussels. It'll be the first EU Council meeting attended by Taoiseach Simon Harris. Yesterday, the EU's top diplomat, Joseph Borrell, said the bloc was preparing to expand its sanctions on Iran following the weekend missile and drone attack on Israel. Ahead of the meeting, let's talk now to our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. And it's being billed, Tony, as a special European Council. What does that mean in terms of priorities?
Well, we've had quite a few special European councils and summits in recent years because of all the crises the EU has been facing. On this occasion, we were due to talk about the EU economy and competitiveness in March during what's known as the Spring European Council, but that was dominated by Ukraine and the Middle East. So they've had an extra summit to deal with competitiveness and the EU economy. But of course, it is once again being overshadowed by what's been happening in the Middle East. So tonight over dinner, Simon Harris will join his other EU leaders and counterparts for a discussion really on what's been happening since the weekend. We had the huge attack by Iran on Israel on Saturday and Sunday morning. So that is going to be an opportunity for leaders to try and call on all sides to exercise restraint to avoid an escalation of the conflict. They're also going to be talking about sanctions against Iran. Now, as you mentioned, Josep Borrell, the EU's foreign policy chief, held a video conference of foreign ministers, including the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, last night. And the upshot of that was to expand existing sanctions targeting Iranian drone supplies and manufacture, but also to target supplies of weaponry that Iran provides to its proxies in the Middle East, such as Hezbollah in Lebanon, the Houthi rebels in Yemen, and other groups in Iraq and Syria. There's also going to be a discussion tonight on Ukraine and the very stark reality, I suppose, from a Ukrainian perspective, that while the West was able to help Israel knock out virtually all of Iran's missiles and drones over Israel, a similar shield is not in place or available to Ukraine. And of course, they are running out of air defense systems, and Russia has stepped up its attacks on Ukrainian cities. So that's really going to be the territory tonight. And then tomorrow, they're going to get much deeper into the weeds of the EU economy and competitiveness.
But as they get into the weeds, if you like, on events at the weekend and the war in Ukraine, will the attack at the weekend and indeed the advance of Russia in Ukraine, will that be focusing minds on Europe's own security?
Well, yes, to an extent. I mean, we've been discussing at EU level in parallel to the conflict in Ukraine for some time about Europe's own readiness, both in terms of a potential Russian threat, but also the readiness of European militaries to supply themselves and also to supply Ukraine. So there is a lot of talk at EU level about perhaps having a new commissioner in the next mandate after the European elections who will deal with defence procurement. This idea that, you know, the defence industry in Europe is not producing the numbers of missiles and artillery shells that Ukraine needs because there isn't a holistic and rational way of doing that at scale, because you've got 27 fragmented armies and militaries who are not geared in that direction. That's a parallel discussion that has been ongoing and will, of course, feed into the debate, I think, around the European elections. But the real focus at the moment is to try and get Ukraine the kinds of air defence systems it needs. Germany has provided another Patriot system to Ukraine, but there is a move now by Germany and others to try and search the world for air defence systems and buy them and give them to Ukraine because they desperately need them.
Just briefly, Tony, for Simon Harris into his first leaders' summit, does he have his own priority, and is it around recognising Palestine and canvassing support?
Yeah, he is going to be discussing that, I think, on the margins. Now, the government has accepted that this is not going to be something the EU does collectively. There are four countries so far that have declared that they will do that when the time is right, and that's expected to be quite soon. Mm-hmm. That's Ireland, Spain, Malta and Slovenia. I think there are other countries who will be interested in coming on board, mm-hmm. and I think that's something, a conversation that Simon Harris will have at the summit this evening.
Tony Connolly in Brussels, thank you very much.